Succeeding with exercise. One of the pieces of advice that nearly everyone is given when they are first diagnosed with type 2 diabetes is to do more exercise. It's good advice, no one would dispute that, but it isn't as easy as it sounds. There are lots of different things to consider and decisions to make, and although many of us set out with the best of intentions, many of us also set ourselves up to fail without realising it. Be honest.
Sorry.
Be honest. How many of us have...
Sorry.
Be honest. How many of us have the exercise bike in the spare room that now doubles as a clothes horse? Making the right decisions about our fitness goals at the outset can dramatically improve our chances of succeeding in following the advice we were so readily given at diagnosis. There are five principles underlying these decisions, and these are often referred to as SMART, S-M-A-R-T, principles. SMART stands for specific. This means setting goals with a specific value. So instead of setting a goal to exercise more, make the goal to exercise 3 times a week. Being specific about your goals in this way removes any ambiguity regarding whether you hit your goals. Measurable. This is in line with being specific. Your goal should have a numeric value that you can measure. For example, losing 10 pounds in 12 weeks is a measurable goal that you can track and does not leave much room for interpretation as to whether you met your goal. Achievable. The third SMART criteria you must consider is whether the goal is achievable. An achievable goal will always be relative to your current fitness level. You should set your goals based on where you are now. Setting attainable goals is as much an art as it is a science. You must ensure your goals are not so hard as to guarantee failure, yet not so easy that you do not get any real satisfaction or benefit upon reaching them. Relevant. Your goals should be relevant to both your health needs and overall interests. For example, if you're dealing with high blood pressure along with your diabetes, focusing on a specific weekly aerobic exercise goal, for example, involving walking or swimming, is more relevant than heavy weightlifting. Time-framed, the last of the SMART principles, means that there is a specific time period within which your plan to achieve your goal. Although there is no hard and fast rule as to how long your time frame should be, it should not be too short, be unachievable, or too long so as to be unspecific. Most SMART goals have a time frame of between 1 and 3 months.
Picking the right activity to meet your fitness goals. Many of us may not have taken on an exercise regime, and the thought of setting foot in a gym full of super fit people may fill us with dread. In reality, there are plenty of exercises we can do without necessarily going to a gym or fitness club. There are lots of different exercises that we can do that are suitable for people with different levels of ability. To start with, there are a few things that we can do that will help us prepare to take up exercise and make us feel physically ready to start exercising. Improving your balance. It's hard to feel comfortable doing any type of exercise when you feel wobbly doing it. This means that improving your balance can help you get fit in other ways as well. To improve your balance, try standing on one foot while standing near the kitchen counter so that you can hold on if you feel unstable. Build up to holding this pose for 10 to 20 seconds on each foot. It can help to focus your eyes on an object in the distance while you try to balance. You can also try walking as if you were on a tightrope, putting one foot directly in front of the other. Try doing this across the room. If you need to, extend your arms out like a tightrope walker to help keep your balance.
Reducing stiffness. Stiffness can hamper both regular daily activities and attempts at exercising. The best way to decrease stiffness is to stretch properly. While many people have been taught that stretching precedes exercise, that's not so. Stretching should be done when your muscles are warm. A few minutes of walking with your arms pumping will do the trick to warm them up. While stretching, don't bounce, bob or jerk. Slowly and gently move into a position that puts gentle pressure on the muscle and hold the position for 20 seconds. Then relax and repeat. You may be able to stretch a little farther the second time, but don't force it. Stretch each muscle group or whatever body parts feel like they need to be stretched.
Increasing flexibility. If you lose flexibility, you lose some of the range of motion in your joints. To increase your flexibility for everyday movements, incorporate stretching and strengthening exercises that mimic activities you find difficult. For example, if bending at the waist to pick up a pencil from the floor is hard, try exercises that work the hamstrings, such as slowly reaching for your toes while seated, ideally on the ground with your legs extended. Hold for several seconds, relax, and then repeat. Be patient. Increasing your flexibility won't happen overnight, but it will happen.
Building strength. Age in and of itself will steal strength from us. If you can get stronger, it will help with your exercise regime. You could try calisthenics, those old gym class standards that include squats, calf raises and push-ups can also help you build strength. However, remember to go low and slow when beginning. At first, you may only be able to do knee-assisted push-ups, but in a few months, you may build this up to 10 push-ups from your toes. Remember to be careful and don't hurt yourself.
Some exercise ideas for people with diabetes. Brisk walking. Walking is easy for many people to do. All you need is a good pair of shoes and somewhere to go. Walking is probably one of the most prescribed activities for people with type 2 diabetes. Brisk walking done at a pace that raises the heart rate is considered a moderate intensity exercise. Walking at a quicker pace for 30 minutes per day, 5 days per week, will help you reach the recommended weekly goal of 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise.
Tai Chi reduces stress and improves balance. Tai Chi is an ancient Chinese tradition where participants flow through a series of movements performed in a slow and relaxed manner, along with deep breathing. An analysis of 14 studies published in July 2018 in the Journal of Diabetes Research concluded that Tai Chi is an effective way for people with type 2 diabetes to manage their blood glucose and HbA1c levels. Tai Chi is ideal for people with diabetes because it provides fitness and stress reduction in one. Because of the nature of the movements, Tai Chi also improves balance and may reduce the impact of nerve damage or neuropathy.
Weight training is good for maintaining muscle. This is important for those with type 2 diabetes. If you lose muscle mass, you can have a lot harder time maintaining your blood sugar. Weight training can be challenging, and it may be better to get professional advice to start this type of exercise safely and to make it as effective as possible.
Yoga reduces stress for blood sugar control. Like Tai Chi, research shows that if you have diabetes, yoga can help reduce stress and manage the condition. According to a review published in September 2018 in Endocrinology and Metabolism, when stress levels go higher, so can your blood sugar levels. Yoga can help minimize this. One of the advantages of yoga as an exercise is that you can do it as often as you like.
Swimming is a low impact exercise that feels good. Swimming is another aerobic exercise and an ideal one for people with type 2 diabetes because it doesn't put pressure on your joints.
Stationary bicycling is a convenient way to burn calories. Bicycling is also a form of aerobic exercise, one that makes your heart stronger and your lungs function better, and is a calorie burner to boot. Just riding a few times per week as a casual mode of transportation was found to reduce the risk of obesity, high blood pressure, and triglyceride levels, according to a study published in March 2018 in the American Journal of Health Promotion.
Chair exercise. If you have difficulty standing or walking, it doesn't mean exercise is out of the question. If you want to remain physically active, then chair exercises could be just the thing for you. These gentle exercises will help improve your mobility and can help prevent falls. Choose a solid, stable chair without arms that allows you to sit with your feet flat on the floor and your knees at right angles. Wear some loose, comfortable clothing and keep some water handy. Build up slowly and aim to gradually increase the number of repetitions of each exercise over time. Try to do the exercises at least once a week.
Chest stretch. This stretch is good for posture. Sit upright and away from the back of the chair. Pull your shoulders back and down. Extend your arms out to the side. Gently push your chest forward and up until you feel a stretch across your chest. Hold for 5 to 10 seconds and repeat 5 times.
Upper body twist. This stretch will develop and maintain flexibility in the upper back. Sit upright with your feet flat on the floor, cross your arms and reach for your shoulders. Without moving your hips, turn your upper body to the left as far as is comfortable. Hold for 5 seconds. Repeat on the right side. Repeat for 5 times on each side.
Hip marching. This exercise will strengthen hips and thighs and improve flexibility. Sit upright and do not lean on the back of the chair. Hold on to the side of the chair. Lift your left leg with your knee bent as far as is comfortable. Place your foot back down with control. Repeat with the right leg. Do 5 lifts with each leg.
Ankle stretch. This stretch will improve flexibility and lower the risk of developing a blood clot. Sit upright, hold onto the side of the chair and straighten your left leg with your foot off the floor. With your leg straight and raised, point your toes away from you. Point your toes back towards you. Try 2 sets of 5 stretches with each foot.
Arm raises. This exercise builds shoulder strength. Sit upright with your arms by your sides. With palms forwards, raise both arms out and to the side and up as far as is comfortable. Return to the starting position. Keep your shoulders down and arms straight throughout. Breathe out as you raise your arms and breathe in as you lower them. Repeat 5 times.
Neck rotation. This stretch is good for improving neck mobility and flexibility. Sit upright with your shoulders down. Look straight ahead. Slowly turn your head towards your left shoulder as far as is comfortable. Hold for 5 seconds, then return to the starting position. Repeat on the right side. Do 3 rotations on each side.
Neck stretch. This stretch is good for loosening tight neck muscles. Sitting upright, look straight ahead of you and hold your left shoulder down with your right hand. Slowly tilt your head to the right while holding your shoulder down. Repeat on the opposite side. Hold each stretch for 5 seconds and repeat 3 times on each side. Ways to fit more fitness into your day. Here are a few suggestions of how you can fit more exercise into your day. There are probably many more. Garden, to burn calories and benefit your brain. Making your garden beautiful by digging, weeding, raking, mowing and sowing seeds can burn 100 calories in 15 minutes. Another bonus benefit, a 44-year study published in March 2019 in the journal Neurology linked gardening as little as 4 hours a week to as much as a 56% lower risk of dementia.
Shine up your car to fit in some cardio. Washing and waxing your car vigorously for 15 minutes is one of many activities that will burn about 80 calories and get your heart rate up. Stretching and raising your calves to scrub the roof of the car and squatting to wash the tyres can make this a real workout.
Push a pram. It helps new parents and grandparents shape up. Taking your little one out for a walk allows for some bonding time and is a great way to get into shape. Pushing a stroller for 30 minutes burns about 130 calories, which can help new parents and grandparents stay healthy and active.
Listen to the beat to get you off your feet. If you're looking to release stress, lift your mood, improve your memory and get a whole body workout, crank up some favourite music and dance like nobody's watching. Minute for minute, all that energetic twisting and swirling is an aerobic exercise that burns at least 200 calories in 30 minutes.
Turn any set of stairs into a fitness machine. If you set aside just 15 minutes of your day to go up and down any set of steps, you can blast more than 100 calories. Taking the stairs is also good for balance and coordination. Not to mention, it's free.
Stay safe when exercising. Here are some important things to remember to make sure you stay safe when exercising. 1. Talk to your health professional. Always talk to your health professional before you start to undertake a fitness or exercise program to make sure it is safe for you to do so and that the exercise you are undertaking is the best for your health. 2. If you test your blood sugar levels before you start exercising. If your blood sugar levels are low, then have a snack before exercising. It may well be worth testing again after as well. That way you can see the impact exercising has had on your blood sugar levels. 3. Don't skip water breaks. Dehydration, which people with diabetes are prone to anyway, will cause your blood sugar levels to rise. Avoid sports drinks, which are packed with sugar and carbohydrates, and drink water instead. Aim to drink a glass of water every 15 to 20 minutes or whenever you are thirsty. Be prepared. Don't forget to take your meter, rapid acting insulin if you use it, and snack to provide you with some carbohydrate in case you need it. 5. Wear appropriate footwear. Wear breathable socks and shoes that fit well to keep the feet protected. Wearing shoes that are comfortable and fit well is not only going to help you be more physically active, but will protect you from potentially getting a cut or a scrape that doesn't heal. And 6. Don't ignore what your body is telling you. It's important to listen to your body during a workout. If you feel dizzy, stop, recover, and start again when you're feeling better.